Part 1, Mindset is Everything. Chapter 1, Face the Wind. My youngest daughter and I, along with a growing crowd of people at a local park, stood watching a man on top of a hill with a bright orange parachute strapped to his waist. He was trying to catch the wind so he could eventually fly. We spent so much time watching as he miserably failed to take off. I wanted to just walk away, but we'd already been there so long, I would hate to have missed it if he took flight. After looking at my watch to see how much time passed, I shook my head, grabbed my daughter's hand, and started heading back towards the bike trail. That's when he finally started making progress. He got enough wind to pop open his parachute, but he did something I didn't expect. Instead of turning his back to the wind and allowing it to blow him across the sky, he turned directly towards the wind. Before he could take off, he needed to face the wind. Throughout this book, there will be times where I'll challenge you to face the wind. There will be some hard conversations, not like the ones you hear in the barbershop or when you're hanging out with the fellas. That's because I know that for you to take flight, you too will have to make an active decision to face the wind. I'll admit that some of what you read will be equally as hard for you to hear as it was for me to write. I wrote this book because I genuinely want to help you. The author, Doc Frederick, has made a free resource guide available. It has links to all the resources written in the book and mentioned in the audiobook. It includes a printable journal and all the reflection questions mentioned at the end of some of the chapters. Make sure you download it now, before you continue, so you can get the most out of this book. These free resources are available to you at habitsforgrowth.com/bonus101. That's habitsforgrowth.com/bonus101. No spaces. Reflection questions. Number 1. Are there tough areas in your life you've been avoiding where you think you need to face the wind? Example, a tough decision you've been putting off, a relationship that needs to be restored. 2. Are there areas where your progress is slower than you want it to be? If so, why? Are there any steps you need to take to start moving further along? 3. Do your daily activities reflect actions that move you closer to your goal of making an impact? If not, what types of things do you need to start including in your schedule? Thanks so much for listening today. I sure do appreciate you.